Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus? Like this. It's an independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, double U A to the Y S. We the best, yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radios flies in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Boys crewing M2M, we throw the come through and we can show you we support that local everything. Online radio. Independent everything.
So you won't see a pro at it and watch me, cause none of you rookie-ass niggas can stop me. I'm just overly confident, I'm never cocky. You should be doing you, cause you niggas not me, not me, not
I don't
me.
Own a pair of wings, but I'm so fly. I don't call myself the best. They asking me why nobody by my side, but I'm still ready to die. Grind hard every night, so why you niggas even try? I tell you no lie. I live in the sky, so that don't make me sky high. But I can't tell you how high, but I can't tell you how high. I'm constantly doing me. Fake niggas won't understand, but real niggas will agree. But they just ain't seeing me, they interested in being me. I'm too real for society. I guess there's a menace inside of me. They can't stand the sight of me, so they continue to knock me. Like bad news, they block me, cause they mad that they not me.
I am me and T.
Yeah. Hey.
Good evening. You are tuned into another episode of Independent Everything. I am your host, Nakia Qualis, the executive A&R for Metal to Music Records, Metal to Music Entertainment Management. And I'm joined today by my co-host, Doshan Mays of the Bar Crew. Doshan, how is it going?
I'm good, as always. Y'all, how I do it?
We may have that missing ghost chair individual. He may be back today. You know, that depends on if I pass him through. I may see his number pop up and just leave him sitting over there. You know, kind of like he left us hanging. I might just do that. Let me get right into this interview and introduce our listening audience, our fans, and our followers to our special guest today. He goes by the name of Mindframe. He's a foretold king coming from the streets of Memphis, Tennessee. Born in 1990, he's an artist with a specific view on life, always striving for greatness, and does not mind being different or unique. He's a talented rapper who is well-skilled in punchlines and metaphors, a heartfelt poet, and a motivational speaker. He says that music was his only gateway to begin expressing himself. He's intelligent, down-to-earth, and a man who demands respect. His style is mainly based on life, the hustle and grind, women, and enjoying life one day at a time. Fan followers and listening audience, I introduce you to our special guest today, Memphis rap sensation Mindframe. How's it going?
What it do, y'all? What it do? How's it going?
What's good?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, what's good? How y'all doing, man?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we're good. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Whoa. yeah, we good over here, Mindframe, man.
What's up, man? I appreciate y'all for having me, man.
All right,
so,
man. Well, tell us what.
Ready the questions. We're going to go ahead and start this interview. About halfway through, Doshan, I'm going to go ahead and let Franz ask some questions, and then we're going to give our listening audience this hot track called Party Life that seems to be doing some great things around the globe right now. So, Doshan, take it away.
Yeah. All right, Mindframe. Man, that was a rough start. Well, hey, what was the name of that song that you just played that we just heard?
That was Not Me, man.
Not Me. Explain the concept. Well, explain the motivation behind coming up with a concept for that song.
Basically, man, and then it was like while I was playing, man, like I still get this same little, the same emotion with it, man. It's just, it's still to this day one of my, you know, favorite songs that I ever did, because it basically, the motivation I get from it, it just basically describes my demeanor, and it describes, you know, pretty much how I am and my character. So the whole motivation for it was basically me and how I view myself and the confidence and everything that I have in myself, you know. So, and then it was also something I wanted people to be able to relate to, because everybody is unique in their own way. So, I mean, you not me and I'm not you. So, I mean, what you are is what makes you you.
Exactly. You can't, you know, you got to express that to people. You can't get it. Somebody else on, but anyway, tell us your story, my friend. You know, where did you start rapping? What gave you the inspiration to pick up a pen and say, look, I'm going to do this?
I won't say it was a long time ago, because I'm still sleek young. I'm only 24, but I was about the age of 11, 12. I started off writing poetry first, you know, just some, you know, at nighttime before you go to bed type of stuff, you know. And then I don't know. I always had a good love and a good relationship with music. So, I mean, started in middle school. You know, people used to start rapping. You know, in the cafeteria at lunch and stuff. And I think that's what it really was for me. So it allowed me to turn my poetry into pretty much a live, you know, a live show and live action for people to actually feel and see. But I really, really got serious about my music when I discovered that, you know, I really had, you know, a good talent in it. And so it was about 9th, 10th grade of high school. And ever since then, I mean, this is what I've been working for. This is what I've been grinding for, praying for, and striving for, man.
All right. So explain to us your style and what do you bring to the table that's different than everybody else?
I feel what I bring to the table is basically best described in my name, and it's mind frame. Your mind frame could be in many different types of views, and it can be described as many different types of things or topics at that time, depending on your situation, what you're going through, who you around, who you with, and, you know, stuff of like things of that nature. So, I mean, I'm with the name Mindframe, it's very versatile. So my music, I try to keep very versatile as well. So, I mean, I can hit you with, you know, a party song, like, you know, my song Party Life, which we're going to get into a little later. And then I can hit you with some, you know, motivational, also lyrical, but still hype, like Not Me. And then I can, you know, even, you know, being that I am from Memphis, and also shout out to my city, man. And I can hit you with, you know, I got this other song with my guy, Lips to D. He's also from Memphis, too. It's called When I Get Some Money. Like, we can... It's many different ways, you know, I can basically attach myself and my persona to music, and that's why I love it so much.
Exactly. So, man, when it comes to writing, how do you do things? You know, everybody has their own little niche and different ways they get inspired to write. Name some of the things that you do, and how do you construct a song?
Some of the things I do, I daydream a lot, man. I didn't have that bad for like a long time, man. Ever since I used to get whoopings because I used to be in a daydream like so tough. But like I just think about like different stuff and then how to word it differently and stuff like that. And then so what I usually do is, especially now, if I'm not actually sitting down, you know, the old-fashioned way, pen and paper, I mean, I might think of a good, you know, 8 bars or good just one line. And so to stop me from forgetting it, I hear you up and, like, jot it in my phone or something or record, you know, myself actually saying it the way I want it to be said and everything like that. So
get the melody down.
Yeah, so that's pretty much how I do it. But I mean, to me, I mean, nothing beats the old fashioned original, you know, from my hand into the pen and then onto the paper, man. Like this, I mean, nothing to me just beats it.
All right. So, man, what do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
The next 5 years, man. I mean. The sky's the limit, man, and if God is willing, man, I see myself on a way higher level than what I am now, and that's as far as, you know, exposure, a great track record, making a whole lot of more money than what I'm getting now, just basically a good pioneer, especially from the South, you know, showing other young people, you know, how it's done to actually get out there, especially when you go on the independent route, like showing, you know, I mean, what when you actually put your mind to something, and, you know, you actually dedicate something and desire something so tough, I mean, you're going to go for it. And once you start, you know, reaping the benefits from it, like it shows, and you're able to cast it, you know, backwards and to, you know, let everybody else know. Like, okay, you can do it. Like, I did it. You can do it, too. It might not be the exact same steps, is absolute. I mean, you can, you know, you can, you know, still do it the same.
Right. That goes along with what you were saying earlier. You know, everybody follows their own them, their own path. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nikia?
Would you consider yourself a laid-back individual or more of a party type?
I'm actually both, if there can be fair to say. Like, even in a party atmosphere, like, I'm kind of cool, like, chill, laid back. But, you know, I do love having fun. And, well, basically what, you know, what I consider of my whole party is basically kind of explained in party life for pretty much how I feel, you know, when I'm out and about and doing stuff and such like that. But I'm pretty much of a party animal at times, too. But times I do just like to, you know, chill with, you know, so many, you know, people at one time, you know, just keep it with, you know, folks just real, real close and just, you know, chill, kick back, man, and enjoy life and just laugh at life, man.
Completely understand. That's going to lead us into this track entitled Party Life. Now, I actually ran across you and your music on the Nerve DJ Worldwide Network, and after we debuted this track to our fans, followers, and listening audience, we're going to allow our Nerve DJ, Metal Music Executive, Franz the Hybrid One, to jump in on this interview today. This is Party Life by Mindframe.
One for the money, two for the show, three for these haters, and it's how that goes. As soon as it hit the dough, a young nigga getting chose. Yeah, you know, like any, meeny, miny, mo. I'm high off life, yeah, I overdose. Put you to sleep over my bread, I call that comatose. Everybody knows that my name is Frame. This is what happens when you get a taste of fame. Party night like every night, like my life is insane. Taking shots of that so rock like I don't give a damn. This is the type of shit that I do at night. Treating that night like it's a party night. We do the wrong things to make the party right. I like to welcome y'all into my party life. Party life. One for the money, two for the show, three for these haters, and it's how that goes. Four for them strippers who be climbing up and down that pole. I just got a call asking what a turn up. I told them pull up, we gon' pull up, we gon' burn up. Make a toast for all my haters while I shake the scene. And while I'm walking, could this be a dream? Please. Going home without a bad chick, that's a no-go. If you ain't about your cash and shit, that's a no-no. Me and three of my niggas going crazy for a loco. If you scroll down Instagram, I'm in your girl's photo. This is the type of shit that I do at night. Treating that night like it's a party night. We do the wrong things to make the party right. I like to welcome y'all into my party life. This is the type of shit that I do at night. Treating that night like it's a party night. We do the wrong things to make the party right. I like to welcome y'all into my party life.
Party life.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get this up here. Okay, there we go. Mindframe, how are you?
I'm all right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Franz the Hybrid One here. Shout out to Delshawn Mays of the Boys Crew. Shout out to Nakia Qualis, a.k.a. the Hybrid Queen. Holding it down, holding it down. Listen, my first question for you is, you're 25, 26 years old, and to date, what has been the highlight of your career? What do you earmark as the highlight of your career at this point?
The highlight of my career at this point, right now, is when I had I've been doing like cleaning shows for the past few months, actually this whole summer. I was there at the Fleet and there at DJ's Weekend in Charlotte.
Right.
But that was something pretty cool too. And but the main thing that really, you know, is the highlight of my career right now so far is I finally first did my real show in Memphis about last month. And the thing and what was pretty much the most important part of that was a good majority of my family and my friends that, you know, actually support me and been supporting me my whole entire life and ever since I started this journey was able to, you know, actually be there and to be a part of that crowd and a part of that atmosphere in that moment. And to me, that right there, like, that was just something memorable right there for me.
Real talk. Okay, and how did you get turned on to the Nerve DJs?
Actually, through my big homie, Gennaro Hawkins, who was one of the co-CEOs of the Southern Entertainment Awards, which I will be at this come next year for the 2016 Southern Entertainment Awards as well. So he pretty much hooked me up, took care of me like a little brother or whatever, man. And I really appreciate him for that as well, man.
So he's sponsoring you as far as the Nerve DJ is concerned? He's sponsoring you on the site?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good look for you guys that are out there that are listening that are not aware of the Nerve DJs mixtapes.com site. It's a place to get your tracks broke, man, and, you know, people find you like Nakia found him there for, you know, that extra exposure that you cannot make it without being exposed on shows like Independent Everything and other shows that we also host and produce. I want to ask you also, do you feel like you pretty much represent the Memphis sound as far as Memphis, Tennessee is concerned? Are you what Memphis is digging, or are you kind of doing your own thing and letting Memphis catch up?
That's a good-ass question. I can't honestly say I do have, you know, a huge support, you know, system from my hometown and my city. But I feel like a lot of the lyrics and a lot of the things that I say, I'm thinking, and I'm trying to say this in the best way, I'm really sure that Memphis isn't quite, you know, on that type of level of hearing things just yet. Because as many people know, Memphis is pretty much, as for right now, it's really in the trap music era. And I'm really not completely an artist like that. So my music doesn't, you know, portray that at all either. So it's kind of slower for a lot of other people in the city to, you know, get hip, or if you will, to, you know, my sound or whatever. But I personally feel that I make music for any and everybody. I mean, and of course, everybody's not gonna like everything that you do anyway. So like some people might not like not me, but some people might like Party Life. And vice versa.
Right. I understand. So, okay. Yeah. So you're kind of leading your own, thing as far as Memphis is concerned. You're not necessarily the Memphis, Tennessee fan, but Memphis is going to catch up. I got you, bro. Okay, now, let me ask you this. For the aspiring rapper, singer, dancer, entertainer, period, that's right down the street from Mindframe. I mean, you know, two, three blocks over. And they're wanting to, wanting to break into this business. I want you to, you know, I want you to reach deep, and I want you to tell that rapper, that singer, that dancer, or whatever, if there was one or two things that you could impart to them that would keep them inspired, or maybe help them to avoid some, you know, some trap in the industry, some trap in the game, or whatever. what would it be? What would you say to them if you were face to face, you know, with an aspiring rapper, singer, dancer, entertainer, and you wanted to say something to them that would inspire them to do what it is that you're doing? What would it be?
Okay. What I would say most definitely is release all fear that you have. Release all doubts that you have. Release all that hatred from everybody else, and even your family and friends or whoever else is telling you not to do what you want to do. And also, another good, two other good points I have to give them. Research. It is nothing to do research. Everybody got a smartphone, a computer, Wi-Fi somewhere. Like, if you got a question about something or if you're trying to do anything, like, it's nothing to do your research. Watching out, even when it comes to when certain people are hitting you up about certain stuff, researching them too. Don't just be no fool and be like, hey, we want to hear your song. Don't play it here and there. Whatever, give us a gajillion billion dollars. And then you don't even know, you know, these people from Adam and Eve. And also, number three, and this has pretty much been one of my main tools, and that's networking, man. You have to network. It's really not all about what you can do, which is good. Like, I feel I have good music. So when that right person might come along with the right set of ears who can do something for me, right, I'm in there. So, I mean, it's all about sometimes about who you know or who you meet at that perfect and just right opportunity in that right moment. And it's nothing to,
I like,
you know,
that.
Pass out.
Let me. We're running out of time, man. I want you to have time to be able to, you know, give your information on how to connect with you, et cetera. Let me just put this in a nutshell one time. You said three things. One is to check out the haters, get rid of the fear. Yeah, that's number one. Number two is to network. Search. In other words, just don't take what somebody tells you. Go find out for yourself.
Yeah.
Line up for yourself. Okay, and number three was network, because this business is all about relationships. No matter what anybody tells you, this business is about relationships. It's about the relationships that you build and grow and will take you to wherever it is that you want to go from here on out. I'm going to turn this back over to Nakia, because I know she wants you to be able to give the information on how people can like, follow, become a fan, et cetera, of Mindframe. Thank you so much, man, for joining us on the show today. Nakia?
Okay, we are down to the last minute and a half of the show. I do want to give you the opportunity to express to our listening audience, your fans, followers, our fans and followers, your contact information in case there's anyone who wants to, you know, producers who may want to send you beats or artists who may want to collab with you. It's archived here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, as well as TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes, so people will come back and listen to your show. Go ahead and let them know how they can get in contact with you.
The quickest way to get in contact with me is for artists and producers or anything like that is my email, and it's mindframemusic90@gmail.com. Y'all can follow me on Instagram @thankgodim_mind. You can look me up on YouTube, SoundCloud, and anything like that at mindframemusic90. Also, my Reverb Nation page is reverbnation.com/mindframemusic90 as well. Also, y'all be looking out coming soon. My mixtape, Don't Mind Me, hosted by DJ Smalls of the.
All right, Joshan, did you have any final words, any shout outs?
Shout out. Jesse Wayfield Designer and Smalls Galvin Trent. Bailey, that's it.
Time frame, did you get your shout-outs in?
That's Most definitely want to give a shout out to my team. It's Airborne Keys, Lifelong Dream, aka ABKLLD. I also want to give a shout out to my city. Give a shout out to Nerd and Fleet Base. Also, I want to give a shout out to you also for giving me this fan this opportunity. And also, just shout out to everybody else who's out there independent and on the ground, man. Let's get it.
Fonz, any final words?
I just like what Mindframe brought to the table in regards to his 3 points for the artist, man, to, you know, just don't have no fear, shake the haters off, the whole nine. Research for yourself. Don't just take what anybody tell you. Fried ice cream is not real. And it's all about relationships, man. Shout out to all of the Nerd DJs, my peers. Shout out to Big Hef and OG Johnny O at over at Nerve DJ's Mixtape. Don't forget to join me every Tuesday and Thursday, allthingsfronz.com radio, every Saturday and Sunday, All Things Hybrid Radio via the Spreaker Network and powered by Real Independent Media Group, LLC, Brooklyn, New York, and on Sundays and Wednesdays, right here on Independent Everything with the Hybrid Queen and Doshan Mays. That's it.
All right, we are coming down to the end of August, so be on the lookout for the eighth project from Voice, True Go-Getter, her August project, as well as Young Fallen Angels' sophomore project, Hybrid Angel, is due out on August 31st. On behalf of myself, the Hybrid Queen, Franz the Hybrid One, and Delshan, you've been listening to another episode of Independent Everything. We'll see you on Sunday. Franz, you want to say it?
Yeah, love me. Y'all know what it is.
That was just too funny. That was funny.
Yeah, can't get some. I ain't had no grease in a minute. Can't get some.
Hair grease. You want some hair grease?
Real talk. Well, holla.
Bye.
Already.
All right, y'all.